Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. I think if I were to put the words of a theme on today's readings, it would be trust in the Lord. How deep is our trust? David trusted the Lord. The Lord used him because he put his trust in God. Because he was righteous, because he followed God. Some days I think, and this is nothing but just daydreaming in a sense, but some days I do think, what would life be like if all of us were really saying, Lord, show me the purpose for which you created me and let me fulfill it. Give me the grace and the strength and the wisdom to fulfill it. Help me, teach me. What would our world be like? It would be very different than it is, because God does have a plan for each of us. Now, we can have some variations, and that's fine. That's fine with God, as long as we stay basically on the right track. Or when we get off course and make a mistake and we repent and turn back, God will fulfill his plan in us. Our mistakes, our sins, don't have to halt God's plan at all. They only do if we refuse to admit them, refuse to repent for them. But once that's done, God can use us. And I don't think most of us really see that. I don't think in our daily lives we think, how does God want to use me today? To be able to say, Lord, I'm your son. I'm your daughter. Lord, I desire to follow you more closely today. Please lead me. Please guide me. Please inspire me. Please help me to hear. If that's the spirit and the attitude, you will be amazed at how God uses you. And many of those ways will be simple and seemingly hidden. Let God use you the way he wants. Don't come up with your plan of how you want God to use you. Just want his will, want his way, seek it, and let him show you the path. First reading from the book of Samuel, chapter 17, beginning with verses 32 and 33 and 37, and then verses 40 to 51. That's 1 Samuel, chapter 17. David spoke to Saul, "Let your majesty not lose courage. I am at your service to go and fight this Philistine." But Saul answered David, "You cannot go up against this Philistine and fight with him. You're only a youth, while he has been a warrior from his youth." And David continued, "The Lord who delivered me from the claws of the lion and the bear will also keep me safe from the clutches of this Philistine." And Saul answered David, "Go, the Lord will be with you." And then, staff in hand, David selected five smooth stones from the wadi and put them in the pocket of his shepherd's bag. With his sling also ready to hand, he approached the Philistine. With his shield bearer marching before him, the Philistine also advanced closer and closer to David. And when he had sized David up and seen that he was youthful and ruddy and handsome in appearance, the Philistine held David in contempt. And the Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you come against me with a staff?" And then the Philistine cursed David by his gods and said to him, "Come here to me. I'll leave your flesh for the birds of the air and the beasts of the field." You see, the Philistine is trusting in his past record, and he's trusting in his own personal power, where David is trusting the Lord. "Come here to me, and I will leave your flesh for the birds of the air and the beasts of the field." And David answered him, "You come against me with sword and spear and scimitar, but I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, that you have insulted. Today the Lord shall deliver you into my hand." It's not boasting. He's following the Lord. He's listening. This very day I will leave your corpse and the corpses of the Philistine army for the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. Thus the whole land shall learn that Israel has a God. All this multitude too shall learn that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves. For the battle is the Lord's, and he shall deliver you into our hands. He's simply stating the truth. And the Philistine then moved to meet David at close quarters, while David ran quickly toward the battle line in the direction of the Philistine. David put his hand into the bag, took out a stone, hurled it with the sling, and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone embedded itself in his brow, and he fell prostrate on the ground. Thus David overcame the Philistine with sling and stone. He struck the Philistine mortally and did it without a sword. And then David ran and stood over him, and with the Philistine's own sword, which he drew from its sheath, he dispatched him and cut off his head. Brothers and sisters, we can destroy the evil that comes against us, not ourselves, by no means, but by our trust in the Lord. Those things that maybe not in the flesh here as David experienced it, but we can experience giants in terms of very, very heavy trials and burdens that come at us. And we can't see our way through, and we oftentimes give in to despair, or at least to very serious depression. Brothers and sisters, the Lord wants to care for us. But it means that we're willing to do his will, his way. He'll use the natural gifts or talents that we have. But are you solely, fully committed to following the Lord and his will and in his way? Sometimes you can say, all right, the Lord wants this, I'll take care of it. No. Lord, is this what you want of me? Then show me the way. Teach me. It's a spirit of docility, able to be taught. If you want to follow the Lord, if you want to know the blessing, even in the midst of great difficulties, then follow him, and follow him not only in the goal, but follow him in the way he wants you to accomplish it. That means you have to be men and women of prayer and seek him daily. Psalm 144, blessed be the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for battle, my fingers for war. Look, my refuge and my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer, my shield. Is God that for you? Is he your refuge, your fortress, your stronghold? Is he your deliverer? Is he your shield? Do you go to him when you're in difficulty? Do you rely on him to show you the way? Do you seek him with all your heart? Sometimes when we're in difficult situations, we panic because we don't know what to do. And the last person we turn to is the Lord. We're trying to grab everybody, get their wisdom or their insight. And that's fine. Do talk to other people who have wisdom, who have the wisdom especially of experience. Seek help, absolutely. But first and in the middle, and at the end of your pondering and trying to find a way through the circumstance, turn to the Lord, not just a token. Give him an hour. Be before him. Tell him. He knows it, but he wants to hear it from you. Tell him what the problem is. Tell him what you need. Open your heart to him. He hears every word. Let him lead you in the way he wants you to go, and it will bear tremendous fruit. Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus. We all know who they are, the Pharisees. They're trying to trip him up. They're not looking at people in need. They're just looking at this. They want to get rid of him because he threatens their life. He threatens their way of life. And instead of saying, Is this true? Is this of God? That they just cling to what they are doing and they know they're right and nobody can tell them any differently. So here they are. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." And then he said to the Pharisees, notice, the Pharisees are thinking these things. Jesus says, I love this. Then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" What's most important here? They haven't said those words to him, but he knows what they're thinking. And he addresses their thoughts. But they remained silent. They wouldn't engage him. They were threatened and they wouldn't engage him. And it says, looking around at them with anger and yet at the same time grieved at their hardness of heart. Sometimes our hearts can become hard. I'm going to take care of myself because I've been hurt badly in life. And I close myself off to protect myself. We all do that. But some of us make it a lifetime program. That's not what God wants. We need to, in a sense, lay down our armor before God and say, "Lord, I've been badly hurt. I promise myself never again to open myself to the possibility of being hurt that way again. But that's made me hard of heart. And because of that, I really can't find you or see you. Will you help me?" That's what we need to do. It doesn't matter how long hardness of heart has worked in you because of pain and suffering. It doesn't matter. God can change that in a minute, but he waits for your free will to say, "Lord, show me the way." Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. Notice, what's the response? Instead of rejoicing at another's good fortune, instead of being observers of an incredible miracle, the Pharisees, who are so caught up in their little world of every jot and tittle of the law, and they've turned away from God, they've made the law their God rather than God himself. Be very careful of that. Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out. His hand was restored. Glory. And the Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. Jealousy, envy, fear, anger, bitterness. Why? Because their way of life is being threatened. And instead of coming to Jesus and saying, "Are you the Messiah? Help us. Help us." It takes humility to do that. But when we do, God really responds. I can't imagine. It says how angry Jesus was because they were so caught up in their own world and their own small g, their own gods, their own pride. Pride was their God. Brothers and sisters, open your heart to all that God wants to give you. Don't harden your heart. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.